Myanmar's new year before the coup. Streets full of people. Several days of partying and throwing water, ending in traditional celebrations. But this year, in much of the biggest city, Yangon, it's quieter. Many choosing to stay at home, answering the opposition call to boycott events organised by the military leadership.
We have civil wars in many places of the country. We should not be happy while others are in trouble. That's why we are showing our solidarity with them.
For many in Myanmar, it's not a happy start to their new year. After yet another 12 months spent under military rule, another 365 days living in the shadows. This woman is too scared to show her face.
We don't have the chance to enjoy the festival like those in neighbouring countries, but we are in the middle of a revolution and people are joining in. We are proud of that.
There are no longer daily protests in Myanmar, which began when the military seized power in February last year. The subsequent brutal crackdown against the demonstrators means more often now resistance is shown by their absence. Monitoring groups say security forces have killed hundreds of people and razed entire villages, determined to suppress any form of dissent. Several thousand people fled into neighbouring countries. About 200,000 others are displaced in Myanmar.
It goes into the soul of the Myanmar people, how they have been really brutalized in every way. It is still going on by their own military, which they had once supported quite loudly. So this kind of trauma goes a long, long way.
The military did organise some celebrations, but few attended. Security was tight and the mood reported to be tense. Local people believe this is a cleansing ritual, and the water washes away bad luck and changes behaviour. Those who stand against the military are hoping this year does indeed bring change and peace. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.